Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy crap, put your feet up in the stirrups, ladies and gentlemen. Lay back and relax. Prepare for crab diving on a Thursday. Thanks for joining us here live from Los Angeles, California. It be November 20th, 2:03 p.m. Pacific time. If it ain't that, you're listening to a rerun or you're somewhere else. Thanks for listening. We're going to be here for the next couple hours till 4 p.m. Pacific. And my name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. That's what Heathcliff Huxtable used to say to his patients. Lay back, put your feet in the stirrups, and relax.
Once they were out.
Once
they were unconscious, yeah. He would put their feet up in the stirrups.
Well, he probably didn't say anything to them.
Now that he played a gynecologicalist
right.
on The Cosby Show, it makes it, you know, in retrospect, kind of creepy, doesn't it?
Yes. I listened back, speaking of creepy, I listened back to yesterday's show. Yes. And the...
go to crabdiving.com.
Right. The porn music we dropped in when we were just reading Janice Dickinson's account.
Probably very inappropriate. Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Yeah, a big Cosby fan. Ugh. George Bush.
Oh, he probably was. That fucking idiot probably sat there and watched every episode of The Cosby Show like I did.
Tweet us if you like during the show.
Hello.
We're at Crab Diving. You can also follow us on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Phones soon to come, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mountain that I have not climbed yet.
Oh, yes. And, soon, though.
Soon. Very soon the phones will be here. You know,
maybe I can climb it.
Here's Ryan's cell phone number. Give him a call. Say hi.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's also etched into the handicap stall down at the mobile station right. on Route 118, right next to the glory hole.
Did you see Cosby? Since we were talking about Cosby, there's another one that came out today. Like, I think it's number 7.
What did Chris Rock say? Not another white woman.
A 7th woman.
Oh, wait. Not another kid. What did he say, Chris Rock? Not another white woman? Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
A 7th woman has come forward saying that she was sexually, roofied and,
are you
and
saying,
entered.
Are you saying a 2nd or 7th?
A 7.
Wow.
Between 6 and 8.
It's like when you go to somebody's house and they're rich and you're like, where's your bathroom? They're like... The 7th door on the left. 2nd door? No, 7th.
This woman gave an interview in West Palm Beach. She says she was drugged and raped by Bill Cosby.
Wow.
In 1976 when she was 19.
Oh, shit. Damn. Too bad Don Lemon couldn't have helped her out with some advice on how she could have avoided it.
Well, just bite him in the dick.
Yeah, why don't you bite his dick off?
She alleged that Cosby, who was at the time headlining in Vegas... invited her to attend his show at the after party.
Yeah, what a creep.
I'm not going to play the porn music.
No, yeah.
After party, handed her, three large white pills and said, here, take these.
He's always been into medicine. I get why the role of Dr. Huxtable appealed to him. He's always doling out drugs.
She said that she felt that she couldn't say no. An authority figure, an older man, he was 20 years older than me. Oh, well, I took them. I didn't know what they were. I didn't even ask. I was just intimidated, I guess. I took them. My next memory is feeling drugged and him having sex with me.
Good God. What is his fucking...
This is her saying this.
Yeah. What is his fucking problem? I mean, why does he have to drug everybody? Here's an idea, Bill. Why don't you spend some time with somebody, and maybe they'll get to know you, and then they'll want to have sex with you, and you can ease off on the drugs. But then again, he's a psychopathic fucking rapist.
That's part of the deal, yeah.
Right? I mean, he likes this.
Allegedly.
It sounds
miserable.
I'm
assuming he'd be able to get laid.
By the way,
as a star,
he's flying, headlining, going to all these places. What has he got, a whole duffel bag full of roofies?
Well, maybe he knows Rush Limbaugh's guy.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe they have the same maid.
Right.
She said that Cosby did let her stay in his penthouse suite for several weeks after the alleged attack, though.
Oh, how nice. What a nice guy. That's what the monthly rent is at the Cosby Ranch. You got to let me rape you once a month. And by the way, Rush Limbaugh's a little different than Bill Cosby. Rush wants to drug himself.
Right. And have sex with himself.
Right.
Cosby, you can go see him tomorrow night in Melbourne, Florida.
Fuck off.
Doing stand-up.
You cannot.
He is scheduled to perform stand-up at a theater in Melbourne, Florida night.
Shit.
And it has yet to be canceled.
My God, that...
The Maxwell C. King Center for the Performing Arts said this week it will go ahead with the sold-out show on the grounds that while we are aware of the allegations reported in the press, we are only in a position to judge him based on his career as an entertainer and as a humanitarian.
And we don't want to refund these fucking tickets.
We don't.
Who's opening for him? Hannibal Buress?
I don't know.
That would be great. By the way, dude... Yeah, Hannibal Buress and Bill Cosby should join forces for a fucking show.
Unlikely.
He sounds like an asshole to open for, though. I mean,
I think Cosby's a little irritated by the whole deal.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
He's a fucking dickhead.
Did you see that he, for some interview, now they're saying, and now they're playing the tape, but there was an interview that he did.
Ooh.
And they mentioned it, the allegations and everything. And then after he did that clamming up thing, like, he he's not going to talk. And afterwards, his people and him pressured these guys to cut all that shit out of there.
How did they pressure him? That's strange to me. Because what leverage does he
never,
have?
We'll never... I represent 20 other stars. They'll never go on your TV show again.
Yeah. That's
that
true.
Kind of shit.
I mean, it's just weird that he has any leverage because everyone hates him.
And who, Cosby?
Everybody hates Cosby.
Well, now.
Yeah, but like the leverage, it's weird that he has leverage to say that, even his people. I mean, because at what point do these agencies say, well, we don't want to say that anymore. We don't want to say, well, if you don't.
But. It's like throw the ball, catch the ball, run the ball. As long as Cosby's still getting offers and still getting sitcom deals, he could be raping. He could be doing whatever the hell he wants to kind of do.
They should do like a whole rapist tour. Too bad at watch his face didn't have a type 5.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Well, again, we do not know that the Linkin Park rapist was not Bill Cosby.
Yeah, we weren't there.
Were you there?
I don't know. Were you there? That's very Fox-like.
Oh, yes.
The Linkin Park rapist.
Yes.
And Bill Cosby.
Cosby?
The question mark journalism of Fox, quote, fake news.
Oh, by the way, did you see the bones? Somebody found the bones of a 27 million year old whale skull.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's weird because the Earth's only 6,000 years old.
I do have, before we get off Cosby
and
talk dinosaurs.
I don't want to get off Cosby.
I've got somebody ringing in.
Hello.
On the Cosby scandal.
Oh, cool.
Well, I guess this qualifies.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck, the Blazemeister,
right,
was talking about exactly what we had just been talking about.
So he's weighing in on Bill Cosby.
He is. He's okay. Got a lot of time to fill. TV, radio.
I want to guess how he feels about this, because this is fascinating to me. I'm going to say...
Well, the context is that the Associated Press,
okay,
released an interview that this reporter had done with Cosby where he refused to talk about it. And then he said to take any of that footage about him refusing to comment about the shit out of the dealio. And they did. But now they've gone and released it. So Glenn is in this clip addressing that issue specifically, if that'll help you.
I think he's going to come out against Bill Cosby. I think he's going to be anti-Cosby.
Anti-Cosby?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, you can't tell with this fucking guy.
You really can't tell.
I'm going to say Glenn Beck is anti-Cosby raping people. But he's nutty enough that he could go the other way. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the other way.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
As much as I like Glenn and admire his accomplishments in drama and his theatricality and his...
He's coming out on the side of someone that shoves pills in someone's mouth.
Shit like this reminds me of just what a cartwheeling motherfucking dickwad he really is.
Yes.
And
he cannot do a cartwheel.
Yeah,
he can't do a cartwheel. Yeah, that big fat ham face.
He hasn't seen his dick since the Reagan administration. He's not going to be able to do a cartwheel.
He'd break his neck.
He's been ill, though.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Adrenal exhaustion.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Adrenal gland exhaustion?
Right.
Mm, shit.
Look that one up on Loonipedia.
Yeah.
Here is Glenn Beck talking about the Associated Press releasing the Cosby interviews. Shit. This drives me crazy.
Is this awesome?
Yeah, this is just fucking... You're going to lose your shit.
He said, hey, that was a really awkward exchange. We discussed not talking about it in the first place. Can you take that
and
out?
And you've...
Okay, that's his producer.
Right.
One of those producers was saying, Cosby was, hey, that was a really awkward exchange. Could you take that out?
Yeah.
So you could tell they're sympathetic to Cosby.
God damn it. It's insane.
Here we go, yeah. Wait till you hear fucking Glenn Beck.
He said, hey, that was a really awkward exchange. We discussed not talking about it in the first place. Can you take that out?
And you violated.
Take it out.
You violated that.
Yeah.
You violated it.
You violated it, Glenn says. You violated. There's some apparent sacred agreement,
yes,
that Cosby and his toadies made with the Associated Press,
right,
to cut that out. This is where Glenn's outrage is directed.
Oh my God. What about the people he violated? You know, what about that?
Violated it. So now you've violated me twice. You want to talk about rape? That's media rape right there.
That's media rape.
First off,
right there.
Can you isolate it? Isolate that so we can have that as a clip.
That's media rape right there.
Yeah. Yes.
That is amazing.
Media rape right.
Okay, get a little bit farther back.
That's media rape right there.
That's perfect. That's such a... Don't you think that's a good one, Pim?
What a fucking asshole. That his outrage is directed toward a man who now... There are seven women saying, yeah, this guy drugged me. And they probably had... They have very little to gain. They can't... Maybe they can sue him. I don't know. But they... criminally... Statute of limitations is up. 1976, this one's saying when she was 19 and got raped by him.
It's in poor taste, though. Like, you know how people use the word rape in other contexts? Like, oh, I went to the movies, and they really rape you on the popcorn. It's so expensive.
Right.
People say it's like a rape.
Yes.
Which is tasteless. You know what I mean? This is what he's doing
there. But that's hyperbole.
I know.
That's a difference.
But so is this. He's saying media rape.
I guess.
I'm just saying.
Look at you defending Glenn Beck.
I'm not defending Glenn Beck. I'm actually saying it's worse. I'm not defending Glenn Beck at all. I'm doing the opposite. I'm saying it's in poor taste. His choice of words are in poor taste and quite insensitive.
Or you think all of the above is in poor taste.
Yeah, I think that's – I always hate that. I hear people use that all the time. Like, they really rape you at the car place. I'm like, ask somebody that got raped. You know, if that's right.
It's gross. I can't totally wait. Inappropriate. I media apologize. Rape.
It's media rape.
That's media rape.
What a stupid asshole. Of all things to get in a... Who gives a fuck?
This is where his outrage is.
Some slimy-ass producer went back on his word against Bill Cosby's slimy-ass representative.
Why? Because they're crawling out of the woodwork of women that had Cosby DNA on them when they woke up after meeting the guy sometimes.
I mean, okay, maybe this producer... Or interviewer, the AP guy, lied to Bill Cosby's representation. So
do you
what?
Think he drugged him?
Yeah. They drugged him.
They drugged the representation.
Who gives a fuck? Fuck him. Let people lie to him.
That's media rape right there. You said you would not do that. Since when does your no mean yes?
He's out of his fucking mind about this.
He's saying that the AP is being hypocritical. They're going after him for a rape by raping his rights.
Yes.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's a double raping.
He's so stupid. Clipback's out of his...
Do you know the definition of no, sir?
Mm-hmm.
You've just raped Bill Cosby. You...
That's the one I want to keep.
You gotta
just
keep
raped
that.
Bill Cosby. You
and you hear that guy in the back?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
that's it's like Terry for Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson's chickadee.
We got some Pat Robertson.
It's every day.
Yeah, Pat Robertson is everyone. It's like spurts. It comes in spurts.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do when he dies for content on the show?
Oh, well,
there'll be somebody
there's
else.
There's enough of the best of Pat to run for a good century or two.
They raped 24/7. They raped Bill Cosby, guys. Because they played something in an interview they said he wouldn't. What about him unfurling his robe and his big, fat Dr. Huxtable fucking balls?
And it's news now. They, out of courtesy or out of whatever pressure they were feeling, took that shit out of there. And we're like, okay, yeah, we'll cut it out. And then now that women are like popcorn popping up, they're saying, well, you know what? Now this is kind of newsworthy, the fact that he doesn't address it. So fuck it. We're putting it back in.
And I would – you know what? I would do the same thing. I would look at his reps and say, no, we won't play that. But then I would play it because here's how I would think
you
of it.
You would just lie out.
Oh, I would lie. Right? Oh, yeah. I don't.
Would you cross your fingers as you're
no.
behind your back as you're talking to him?
There's something about lying to people in the entertainment industry that I don't feel like it counts. It matters.
You feel like it's noble.
Dude, Bill Cosby's representation, those are like subhuman ogres forged in Sauron, like orcs.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
you know what I mean? You can lie to those fuzzies, people.
Yeah.
I mean. Oh, my God.
Yes. Do you know the definition of no, sir?
Mm-hmm.
You've just raped Bill Cosby. You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
He's hitting those T's, man. You've just raped Bill Cosby. You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
And also, when you think that, what are they going to do, sue you? Do you think his lawyers are a little busy with other shit right now?
Whose lawyers?
Cosby's. Yeah, you know, he's talking to all these people that are firing him from jobs. And I mean, oh, my God, they don't have time to talk. Oh, yeah, somebody said something in an interview you didn't want to. We can't sue them, Bill. We don't have time. Because you spent the last 30 years drugging women and raping them.
Yeah, what's interesting is I wonder what the most recent one is. Because a lot of these are.
The most recent rape?
Back in the day. Oh, yeah. I wonder, of these seven, we'll have to put an intern on it. To look that shit up and see of these seven women, what was the most recent one and how.
I'm going to go close this window.
Oh, a window popped open here in Crab Diving Studios in Los Angeles, California, where it's a brisk and gray day. in Los Angeles, a brisk 64, 65.
I've been hearing
fuck yous from Buffalo, New York.
I've been hearing, oh my God,
holy
what
shit,
is going on there?
Right? I'm 5 fucking feet of snow. It's the gay marriage.
I was sitting here, yeah. Oh yeah,
it's
gay
totally
marriage
gay
brings
marriage.
On a winter fronts.
Yeah, and it's Obama.
Yeah.
Letting those brown people.
You think they're right wing? They could get behind climate change and accept it if we could blame it on the gays.
Climate change, accept. So you're trading up.
Yes.
Climate change for blame it.
I'm saying if we could say it's been proven here that global warming is a direct result of gay marriage.
A little Jesus jujitsu there. I get it. You're turning their stupid arguments around on them.
I mean, if the most important thing is to save the planet so we don't all end up walking around with no skin because the fucking sun is melting our dermis off our bones, I guess we could trade gay marriage for climate change protection. I mean, if we could blame gay marriage on climate change, I think the right wing...
Then you're going to...
I know. It's not a good trade.
That'll give them more fuel against gay marriage.
Well, then we just have to... Then we just have to find something to blame gay marriage on. Immigration. You know what I mean? So we trade the Mexicans
we turn
for
them
the
on
gays.
Each other. This is like some kind of Sons of Anarchy shit right. going on where we're juggling all the different factions.
So then you have to blame immigration on something. You just have to get all... You know what I mean?
Right.
Keep going.
What are they going to do when Obama is out of office? I mean, and even I was thinking earlier of a bigger subset, which is there's a couple more states that just had legal decisions overturning bans on gay marriage. So it's going to happen. It's just going to fucking happen. And what are these groups like? NOM, National Organization of Marriage, and American Family Values Cunts, whatever they're...
I've never
whatever
heard of NOM.
Huh?
NOM, National...
NOM, the National Organization for Marriage.
Oh, well. Is that anti-gay? Is that they're protecting
yes.
the
yeah.
sanctity
well, no.
of
They
of
want
marriage.
To preserve... They're not anti-gay. They just want to make sure that marriage is just one man,
right.
one woman.
Are they calling it NOM because they want people to associate their struggle to defend marriage with, like, Vietnam? It's like a big, big old war.
Probably.
Good God, what a bunch of nincompoops.
But what are they going to do?
Well, when Hillary's in office, that you just wait for... You know what will happen? She'll be in the Oval Office one day. Some fucking intern will roll in just after he's fresh from the Nordic track, you know...
And Hillary's going to blow a load on his
smelling,
sweater?
Yes, smelling of shower gel and polo cologne. He's going to be filing second letter alphabetization.
They think Hillary's a lesbian.
Oh, really? And she's going to bang him right there in the hallway.
Oh. So then it would be a...
I don't know.
It would be a woman intern.
I think there'll be a sex tape.
There'd be some beaver bumping.
Do you think Bill Clinton would have been taken down by this? If the smoking gun... was not the DNA on the dress, but in fact was a Kardashian style
you
sex
can't
tape.
Come back from, yeah.
Would that have taken him down?
Yeah, I believe that would have taken him down. It's harder to recover,
right?
And consider the commander in chief as someone who's like, oh yeah, baby, yeah, yeah, take it, do it like that, baby.
I don't think. Listen, I don't think Bill Clinton would have sounded like that. I think he would have
spanked me.
Yeah.
Spank me, mommy.
I mean, I think you would have heard the most powerful man on earth using his charisma to get laid.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been scary.
I don't think
how good he was at it. Yeah.
When you're the most powerful man in the world, you need charisma to get laid.
What do you think it's like when Bill Clinton, before he met Hillary, would go to a bar and pick up girls? I mean, shit.
Yeah,
he sits there at the bar. I mean, he probably had a whole plan.
I wonder how he got Hillary.
I don't know. I don't know. She does not
I'd
seem
love
like
to ask someone on the right that quick.
Someone I would look forward to verbally sparring with or mentally sparring with at that.
She's probably, I mean, going to be our next president. I mean, there's no way first of all, she's not going to run.
Actually,
unlikely. And then
Bill probably had to pull a Bill. Bill Clinton probably had to pull a Cosby to be with Hillary.
But there's no way that that any of these Republican idiots are going to beat Hillary Clinton. That are being foisted upon us.
They're nuts. They're going to look nuts after they get through the primary of going so far to the right. And you know what? Here's what they should do. They should have all their debates and all wear tinfoil little top hats. They should just embrace it.
Just admit
embrace
it.
Embrace the crazy.
Definition of no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You've just raped Bill Cosby. You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it. And then you blamed it on him. My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
There's three drops in there.
That must, that's got to get the rotation. My God, we should have a lesson on rape. Oh, I might skip that day at work, Glenn. Oh, shit.
Gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
Ooh, play it again. I talked over it.
Okay, wait a second. For some reason, when it finishes a clip, it kicks it out again.
Oh, bastards.
Allow me to.
It's an amazing.
Maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
God, he's crazy as fuck.
My gosh.
He sees it as a double standard. He's like, if you're going to get mad at Bill Cosby because he's a rapist, well, then you have to get mad at the guy that... that lied to him about a clip from an interview. That this is something he actually said, too.
Yes.
I mean, they're not making anything up. They're just playing something they said they wouldn't play.
Right.
It's not really a rape. I agree with Glenn. I agree. They should have a lesson
on
rape.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
Ah, what a buffoon.
So that was today.
This is the sorry state
Glenn Beck moment
of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
No, that's nice.
I did that one, man.
What do you think? Do you think he walks around that Glenn Beck compound just yelling at people? He's like, I feel like I've been raped. There's no M&Ms in the candy bowl in the green room. You're raping me.
We're out of a hazelnut creamer.
I'm being raped. Yeah, they need a lesson there.
So that's Glenn Beck's take on the latest on the Cosby outrage.
Do you think his compound is like a conservative Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Well, you know,
I mean, in a way,
he's like Willy Wonka, and you know,
there are a lot of crazy things going on there at the Blaze. I think.
I mean, it's just nuts. And that green room is—it's a beautiful facility.
They launched spaghetti at the man while he was wearing a hazmat suit. And then dumped chocolate syrup on him, too.
Well, they squirted it in his face.
Diarrhea.
Why didn't they reenact one of the Cosby rapes? Why didn't they get some actor to play Cosby, shove a pill in Glenn's big, face?
I'll play Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I wonder how that goes. Hey, how are we going to do the Bill Cosby sketch, Glenn? Who do you want to be Bill Cosby?
I want to do blackface.
You know what?
It's an homage. It won't be offensive.
I tell you what. I think it would be more like, you know, I think it might be best if I play the one getting raped. Yeah. Might like that better.
I'll wear the ruby slippers from before.
We'll do a casting. I'll run through the part with lots of different actors.
Right. There's lots and lots and lots going on in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
She could have been the vice president of the United States.
What does she mean? Wee-weed up? They're going to get all wee-weed up. Upset? Mad?
Does it mean pissed?
Does she do that to her kids? Is she like, hey, track, don't get all wee-weed up. Bristol, don't get wee-weed up. I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Nobody get wee-weed up.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Is she not weighed in on the whole Cosby thing? I'm kind of fascinated to hear what she has to say. I bet.
I don't know. I don't think we've heard from her.
Because it's got to be great.
In a minute or two. We like to check out the headlines here. To be fair and balanced, we check out the Huffington Post, and then we dial it back.
Yes.
In so many ways.
And we get wee-weed up.
And we head over to the Drudge Report.
I'm going
to
get wee-weed up.
Here at the headline right now on the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
I've been fucking that up.
Is there's a picture of the president, our commander-in-chief, Barack Obama.
Muslim.
And it says, at last, relief for millions. So it's going to be free hand jobs for everyone.
Oh, wonderful.
Actually, it's going to be
economy
tonight.
It's a stimulus.
It is a different kind of stimulus. Tonight, the president is going to announce his plans to shield possible millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation.
He has no choice. What are you going to do? Send a bunch of people fucking... you're going to send them away?
They have to unload the giant T-shirt launchers that the Republicans were trying to build on the border.
Just catapult them back over to Mexico.
Found another brown one.
That's what they should do with the Keystone Pipeline. They should build one to Mexico. You can put the Mexicans back in it. Little water slide.
So they are saying that it will represent a victory for immigration reform advocates who've worked decades on the issue. Years of failure to move anything through Congress, those fuckwad assholes, have persuaded the president that it's time for him to wield the giant swinging. He's unzipping.
Oh, no.
Pulling out his black pen.
Ooh, put on the porno music.
And he is going to issue an executive action to do as much as he can within the law to help with the situation. What it is you know, his part of the dealio, the executive branch.
Yes.
Has prosecutorial decisions, or, you know, they have discretion.
Juice.
So they can decide kind of how much to enforce certain things. Like
right.
With DOMA, remember when they said, you know, right now, when Holder said, fuck it, we're not going to fight any more of these DOMA cases in court because we think it's shit.
Yeah, stupid.
And that was worthy of an impeachment there, too.
An impeachment!
He's not following the law. So then they play a clip of George Bush saying, you know, well, we're just not going to prosecute these for whatever he wants.
How would the deportations work anyway? What practically, how would they work? Would you get a letter in the mail? Say, hey, report to this place?
No, you get thrown in jail. You get put in a facility and held there and then put on a plane.
And then what? Just back to your country?
Yeah.
To do what? Where do you live?
Not our problem.
Man, that sucks.
And sometimes... I mean, a lot of this is people who, like, I saw an interview yesterday with a young woman, who is an American citizen. She was born here to undocumented parents. Her parents have been trying for years. They hired lawyers. They've done everything that they are supposed to try to become citizens of this fucking country.
It's impossible.
Can't, because the system fucking sucks and it's broken, and that's why it needs to be fixed. And the only reason it hasn't gotten done is because of these Republican snatch faces that do it solely for the purpose of politics. They
right.
can scare the fuck out of their knuckle dragging moron base and tell them the brown people are coming for your women, they're coming for your jobs. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
And by the way, none of these white guys in Congress. They all get deported. All these people get deported. You're not going to know the difference. You know what I mean? It's not like they're coming in contact with horrible Mexican people all day.
They're going to take all these jobs, Ryan, from the hardworking Americans that are lining up to have shitty fruit-picking jobs.
Right. I can't wait until we get some elbow room in this fucking country. Get a little bit more room on the subway and the buses. It's going to be so great.
And
these fuck these white guys.
And we talked about it yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com or go to Stitcher. Go to iTunes for our show as a podcast.
No, that's right.
Easiest is just crabdiving.com.
Easy, speezy, Japanese-y.
We on the new network here, we stream 24/7 for y'all.
Oh, my God.
Lots of liberalness coming out for you. And funniness and weedness and sportiness and gossipy Hollywoodiness.
Oh, that's right.
Following us here live, if you're listening live in the 2 to 4 p.m. slot weekdays, is the Canalinguists. April O'Connor and Alex Mandelberg. We were at the...
Yes, the lair.
We were at the Canalinguists compound last night.
And it is indeed a compound.
It's fucking amazing. It's an amazing compound they have there.
I've never seen a bigger TV.
I've
never seen a bigger TV in my fucking life.
Yeah, it's a projection.
It's huge.
And did he say 10 feet? He said 10 feet, didn't he?
I don't know what he said.
I think he said 10 feet.
Did he?
Yeah. It's a 10-foot screen. It's
the biggest TV I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we had a good time. We recorded a Canalinguist episode that will possibly play over the holidays. The stoners are like good chipmunks are putting away a couple of nuts for the holidays.
Oh my God, what's the word I'm looking for? They're go-getters.
They're go-getters. They're proactive.
It's a word that starts with the N.
Ingenious. Ingenuous. Incestuous.
It doesn't matter. Ingenious. They're ingenious.
They're ingenious. Listen to the other great stuff here on the network tonight. 7 p.m., a rerun of The Hollywood Hick. Get ready, because tomorrow is a new Hollywood Hick, and it's going to be part two of the extended Honey Boo Boo coverage.
We are both the fuck up.
And tomorrow, I believe, Brent will explore a little bit more of Uncle Poodle's testimony and interview regarding the whole Honey Boo Boo saga, Boo Boo Gate.
I love when he gets mad. It's the funniest thing ever.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a great show. He's funny as fuck. And then after that, a rerun of the Daily Upper Decker, which the new episode premiered last night. Also
cha-ching.
Very funny. And it'll help you get your football picks on.
Right. Meet Rakesh the intern.
Rakesh the intern. And then we'll rerun Morning Wood. If you missed your Morning Wood, get your Morning Wood at night.
The Rick Wood Manifesto.
At 9 p.m. tonight, 9 to 11, and then overnight for you night owls. You get us rerunning
lucky
over
you.
And over, like right. A Chinese water torture.
Right. You'll right.
So that was the headline over on the Huffington Post, is that now... I have a feeling it's probably going to be the same headline, the same topic, a different spin on the headline over on Drudge.
I don't understand why people are so worried that the Mexicans aren't going to be sent back. I don't know how it makes a difference in the lives of these old fat white guys that are in their insulated old fat white guy world.
How dare you? America's not going to be white and Christian anymore, or not white. It's just a technicality that most of them are Christian.
Yes.
So the headline was, at last, relief for millions on the Huffington Post. And let's see what kind of terror Drudge is drudging up.
Illegals. Oh. Terrorists.
On the Drudge Report, which is taking a long time.
It's not it's not Ferguson, is it?
There's a picture, a Photoshop picture of Barack Hussein Obama. And they Photoshopped a crown on his head and... A couple of weird. That's a little Nazi-ish. I don't know if that's photoshopped in the background.
Are those dragons in his hands? Golden dragons?
What they are is the American flag. It's the top of the American flag. It's a golden eagle.
Right.
But it really looks like those motherfuckers did some photoshopping or something to make it look like it's almost.
Where did that
hands?
Crown come from on his head?
I don't know. Google.
Is it photoshopped?
Of course it is.
Will he be stopped?
Will he be stopped? Is the headline over on Drudge, which then leads us to a dailymail.co.uk story. So Drudge is linking to the Daily Mail. And it says, GOP factions tear into each other over strategy to block Obama's amnesty order.
Is that the buzzword? Is that the negative spin to call it amnesty?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You know what's weird? I saw...
Because what does amnesty mean?
That it's cool that you've been here urinating all over our laws for 20 years. That's cool. Come on in. Here's your citizenship paper. But Obama, this proposal they're saying, it means that for those that have been here illegally, they will have to pay some sort of a fine or some sort of remuneration. Not we're going to slap them in prison camp and make them dig ditches, you fucking assholes.
Put them in camps.
Yeah, and they somehow the right has turned people coming here to this country without papers and trying to work and make their lives better for their family into equal to what Bill Cosby does. Allegedly. More, worse.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck is more outraged about the fact that Bill Cosby's story was told than he is about the fact that these families are getting broken.
What am I supposed to think
with that one?
What am I supposed to think? White people, what do they hate? They hate women, they hate Mexicans.
Oh, and black people.
Oh, and black people.
And gay people.
And gay people. And Jewish people.
Mm. They don't like the Jews here, but they love Israel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're
anti-Semitic here, but they love Israel.
That is
they
true.
Love them like, some Israel.
How do you figure that? Because even at the South, you know, there's a lot of anti-Semitism there, but they're pro-Israel, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. Fanatically
pro-Israel. Why? I don't get that then.
Part of it is that is some of that, they say it's some of that, one is that it's the only democracy, allegedly, in that region.
Yeah.
And that, you know, freedom and shit.
I guess maybe.
And then.
Well, they're white.
They're white.
In the middle of a brown part of the world.
And some of it is that evangelical bullshit that Jesus is going to come riding back on his raptor with his lightsaber when something happens in the Mideast, whatever the fuck it says in Revelation 69:69.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's where they...
Yes.
Anyway.
Four horsemen of the apocalypse will pleasure each other.
Pull a train on each other in 69:69.
Right. Pull a train.
but that's... Yeah. There you go.
Well, you don't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
To me, amnesty... Well, my thing is, like, amnesty sounds like a positive thing. That's a nice thing. It's like, okay, I'll give you amnesty. You can stay. That's good. We're inclusive. We're Americans.
It's the terror word of the right.
I thought these guys were Christians. These people, they say, you're supposed to take care of the lesser. Christians. They're either going to deport you, send you back to a country where you don't have any money,
don't
have any rights.
Christians. American Christians.
You could
don't
be sending these people to live in an oppressive regime.
Not their problem.
Some fucking third world.
God, Jesus said, fuck y'all.
You're going to rip somebody out in there at a Suburbanville, USA, and throw them in where?
Well, this woman that they interviewed yesterday,
El Salvador,
her parents still have this sword of Damocles hanging over them that they might get deported at any second. They see a police car start to drive down the block. They think, holy fuck, they're going to kick in the door and put Mom and Dad in the T-shirt launcher.
And then going through the process, it's like pushing up a Sisyphean rock up a hill. You said sword of Damocles. I was trying to match you.
Sisyphus.
Oh, Sisyphus.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck it.
Fuck it then.
Georgia. You're trying to get into a
fucking Georgia
mythology dick measuring contest.
Right. Oh, wait. Okay. I said Sisyphean rock. What is it? Sisyphus?
Sisyphean, yeah. Sisyphean task is... that dude was like, he was sentenced by the gods who everybody at the time fervently believed in, just like you believe in yours right now. They believe that this guy had some horrible transgression. He was sentenced to pushing a giant rock up a hill for eternity.
Wow.
And boy. Every time he'd push it up, the rock would roll back down.
Oh, that's a bummer. That sucks ass. Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to think of another Greek mythology reference I could bust out.
Well, there's a bunch.
I know. I can't think of any.
The Minotaur?
The Minotaur, yeah. Medusa.
Which is, yeah.
That's Medusa. One.
Anyway,
okay.
We're going through that movie. The Odyssey.
What else is in Clash of the Titans, starring Harry Hamlin? Harry Hamlin.
Greek
how's that?
History brought to you by 1970s stop action.
By
films.
All rights, a shitty movie. And the remake, very shitty.
But at the time, it was considered, kind of groundbreaking and cool.
Calabrese.
Those skeletons were fucking cool. Those animated skeletons.
Oh yes, Calabrese. He lost his foot, and a horse hoof grew back in its space, and he had to walk around all fucked up.
Olympian shit. So that is what is going on there.
Sword of
the Drudge.
Damocles.
The Drudge is terrified. There's some of these fuckwads that are out there.
Oh right. fuckwads.
That. Are I want to say I think it's is his name Tom Coburn? Is that idiot with the weird round glasses, the weird hipster glasses from Oklahoma? Yes, Oklahoma senator
Oklahoma,
douche bag of megalithic proportions, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma.
Tom, fuck you!
Is warning that there could not. Only be a political firestorm, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
After Barack Hussein.
Stop it.
Obama.
Stop it.
The black,
stop,
black,
stop,
black,
stop,
black,
stop.
Black man.
White.
In the White House.
He's a Lutheran.
Whips out his black penis of evil.
Yes.
And rams it into the Constitution again.
Well, that
right
that,
next to the Obamacare hole.
Oddly enough,
put there.
That's how Bill Cosby referred to his member. Right. The black penis of evil. Except he would
Tom
say it
Coburn
all.
Tom Coburn is worried.
He would say it all funny like, you know, how does Bill.
I can't do Bill Cosby.
Okay, either. Fuck it. Oh.
Jello pudding. All right. So Tom Coburn thinks that Obama. Is going to pull a Cosby on the Constitution.
No!
And slip it 3 or 4 white pills, say, here, take this.
Right.
And
my God.
And allow all these brown people in. He says, not only will there be a political firestorm, but he thinks there could be acts of civil disobedience and even violence. The white people are going to go all Ferguson-y.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men?
Yeah, it's such a noble song for this sea of white Tea Party lunatic assholes.
It's more like.
With misspelled signs.
I'm proud to be an American.
There you go.
Where at least I know I'm free.
There you go. He said, the country is going to go nuts.
Hell yeah.
Because they're going to see it as a move outside the authority of the president. You know why they're going to see it that way? Because moronic douche nozzles like this guy are telling them that the president is stepping outside his bounds.
We must.
He's getting uppity.
Restrain the douche nozzle. This is all horrible. It's going to be white people a loser. Is that what he's saying? White a palooza?
Apparently. Apparently they're going to he thinks they're going to go fucking crazy because they're going to see this move outside. It's going to be a very serious situation. You're going to see hopefully not.
Oh.
But you could.
You didn't hear it here.
Right. You could see instances of anarchy.
Ooh.
You could see instances.
I heard when Tom Coburn was saying this, he was just a batting those eyelashes. What a fucking asshole! What a fucking asshole this Tom Coburn.
He's
not gonna be civil unrest.
Well, and he's kind of giving those dullards the idea. Like, wait a minute. Tom Coburn's right.
You know what size these people are? They're so fucking fat, these rednecks. They ain't getting up out of their couch.
You're suggesting that...
Yes, that they're all fat.
That the revolution is... If it can't be fought with remote controls, it's not going to be.
What did George Clinton say about the revolution on that Parliament album? The revolution will not be televised.
Yeah.
The revolution will not get off the couch because they're all fat. And shoving moon pies down their maw.
And the only ones that would be like really active, I think we saw those people down at the Bundy Ranch or the Bundy Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch. Hey, how many people showed up at the Million Mom March and the fucking white people are losing down at Washington the last time? Four?
Seven. Yeah. Seven people. Like that. Seven, eight. That was Impeach Obama Day. Remember? It was the Impeach Obama rally.
I have got 10 to 15 of my closest and dearest friends here.
Bright, sunny day. Beautiful day on the concourse in Washington.
Oh, big, fat, pink, white people just slathering on the fucking suntan lotion.
Seven of them.
All seven of them.
Calling for the impeacher.
Listen, they got a party. If they went to Golden Corral, they might have to wait a little bit to get a table for seven. Now, seven fat asses.
Now listen to how this fucker talks about the president. He says that they entered the Senate in the same class. They were elected in 2004. And allegedly, they hit it off and their wives. Last year, the president wrote a tribute to Coburn in Time magazine as someone who speaks his mind and sticks to his principles. That ain't a tribute. That's a backhanded tribute. That means you're a stubborn cocksucker.
Right. He speaks his mind. Yeah, you're sticks to the principles.
A loudmouth, stubborn cocksucker.
Despite the facts and, you know, whatever.
Coburn said, I really like the guy. I thought he's neat. And I think Michelle's a neat lady.
Have you ever had the pleasure when someone gives you a compliment that you just fucking hate and you don't care and you say, job up there. You're like, man, I don't care what you think about how I did. And that, why would Obama care that Tom Coburn thinks he's neat or he really likes the guy? Fuck off.
Meanwhile,
dude.
You spend every waking moment shitting on anything the person tries to do to fix the country for the last 6 years. So this twit, Coburn says, the country's going to go nuts because they're going to see it as a move outside the authority of the president. They're going to see it that way. Yeah. Then farther down in the article, he says, instead of having the rule of law handling our country, we're starting to have the rule of rulers.
Oh, sweet.
And that's the total antithesis of what this country is founded on.
We're turning into a bacchanal.
It's so ira-fucking-tating.
It is ira-fucking-tating.
And Saint Reagan,
right?
Their vaulted god.
Don't even say his name, you
of the right,
fucking liberal hippie.
He ended up doing the same thing that waved the magic "here come into the country" wand for the same amount of people, like 5 or 6 million people, and that's who's maybe going to be affected by what Obama's doing. Yet, where was the Republican screeching when Ronald Reagan?
By the way, apropos to this conversation, I just saw a small Mexican child obviously coming home from school wearing a turkey hat on her head.
There you go.
Celebrating Thanksgiving!
Celebrating Thanksgiving.
We're all assimilating, white people.
The
relax.
Melting pot.
Yeah, it's fine. This is kind of funny because it's a bunch of kids walking down the sidewalk with different
turkey hats on.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see any American Indian feathers or pilgrim hats.
Funny.
Is that you don't do that anymore? Is that?
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
Ixnay on the Ilgrim Pay.
Little acist Ray. Speaking of an extended fun with racism segment.
Oh, really?
Coming up.
Wow. We need a drop for that, don't we? Fun with racism.
Yeah, we have to make one, something. And America showing, you know, that it's totally post-racial, don't forget.
By the way, we already do have a drop for fun with racism. It's that one little horrible Asian sound clip drop you have of the it's from that song. It's the you know what it is.
Oh. Chinese music.
That has to be the music for fun with racism.
That might be a little on the inappropriate side. Did you see, by the way, did you check your Facebook?
I did. I have not had a chance to watch that yet. I'm dying to.
Apparently, Alec Baldwin has a new gig.
I love it.
I didn't read it either, so maybe during the break we'll peruse that article. But it's about Alec Baldwin.
Peruse.
It's about Alec Baldwin with a new – but isn't it an internet show or something? It saddened me for a moment. I thought it said it was an internet show.
Coffee is for closers. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. It looks awesome, totally though.
Spit on my windscreen.
No, no. It, there's nothing. Wherever. Listen, his show on NBC failed because he was nice Alec Baldwin. He was cordial. That's not the Alec Baldwin we need. I want Alec Baldwin pontificating. I want him yelling.
That was why his show failed. Well, I mean, they pulled his show off MSNBC because of the whole yelling faggot thing. But
oh, was it? Was that why?
That's why, yeah.
I thought they pulled it because it sucked.
No, they should really have.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin's sitting around casually, quietly, genteelly talking to people over sipping tea was boring as bat fucking shit. We want Alec Baldwin.
We got plenty
scrapping.
We got plenty of that on MSNBC. Who's the angriest person on MSNBC? That little kid, the little shithead kid who has a show. I guess it's what's his
Ronan
name?
Ronan Farrow. No,
yeah, he's like 12.
Well, Ed.
Ed's
Ed
angry.
Schultz is an old union guy. He gets pissed off, and Reverend Al gets pissed off, and
yeah, he does.
And Lawrence Chris Matthews is always pissed off.
Oh, yeah, he's always mad. So I guess I'm wrong. There's
but then you have the more cushy, warm, fuzzy of feet liberals like Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow is so nice. She seems like the nicest person on the planet. I wish she could you know, bitch it up a little.
I miss Keith Olbermann.
Oh.
On MSNBC.
That guy's the best, man.
Yeah. He's great on ESPN, though.
He's funny.
Yeah, I do miss him.
And those, you know, those sports commentators, if they aren't the players don't care, like the people that, the athletes that get gigs on ESPN.
I think
if they have money, they'll say whatever they want, like a John Kruk. Like, John Kruk will have an opinion.
Because he's got fuck you money.
Right, and I don't think Keith Olbermann bothers him, but I think some of these analysts that are just generally like, their rule is probably, okay, I have the best job on the planet. I just sit here, and I read the teleprompter, and I shut the fuck up, and I go home, and I get a check. I don't want to have a conversation with this Keith Olbermann.
Like Don Lemon. Just don't have an opinion. Or do you think Don Lemon is big enough that he has money now? Did you hear his apology?
Yeah, you showed it to me. People didn't understand what I was saying. Oh, I hate that. See, that's the worst kind of apology. I'm going to apologize for something shitty I said by saying didn't understand it. It's your fault.
I'm sorry if you were offended by what I said.
That guy's a dickhead. Don Lemon is a fucking loser. Yeah, I mean,
not one of his stellar moments.
By the way, if you would have had relatives or friends on that goddamn Taiwanese jet that disappeared into the
and he suggested it might have gone into a black hole.
It's in a black hole. You got to tell your kids, this Don Lemon told me daddy's in a vortex. Oh, great. Right. What did I tell you about watching Don Lemon, stupid?
He is a black hole.
He's an asshole.
We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, here. Don't forget, Christmas be coming. The holidays are upon us
all. I just called somebody a fucking asshole. Hey, it's the sparkle season.
I forgot. Damn it.
Sparkle season!
We're supposed to say, we can't say Christmas anymore. We have
to
say
it's the war on Christmas.
Only because we know that on the outside chance that Cameron ever caught
an episode
of the crab diving.
Crab diving stays on the right side of the war on Christmas.
We're right. So anyway, if you're going to buy shit from Amazon for anybody, go to Amazon through our portal on crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or if you go to the homepage, there's a link over there on the left that says go to Amazon. Then anything you buy on Amazon, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little cut, a little kickback.
Yummy!
The purchase is there to help support the cause here on Crab Diving.
Danke.
And if you're into beer?
Oh, yes.
Do you like beer, Ryan?
Yeah.
If you want to brew your own?
Of course I do.
They have, go to Mr. Beer, they have awesome kits and shit going on there. Great for the holidays coming up. I was going to say stocking stuffers, but they'd have to be really big fucking stockings.
That's right.
Go to Mr. Beer through our portal again. Go to crabdiving.com/beer.
Cha-ching.
And we get a little taste, a little nibble, a little drink, a little sip of that beer.
Oh, that's right.
Don't go away. We got a couple of songs coming up here. We got
The Captress from Be Sweet Garden. And we're playing an Abnormal Cattle song. Is this Poison Apple? Or is it war? War. Is it War? War by Abnormal Cattle.
Yeah, War is up first by Abnormal Cattle.
And Be Sweet Garden.
And then Be Sweet Garden with Captress.
Captress is the artist, I
artist
believe.
Artist by Be Sweet Garden.
Right.
The other way around.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Fuzzy, my party is so pink, and when you touch my party parts, you make me
my body.
are back, ladies and gentlemen. Crab Diving Thursday, November 20th, 3:06 in the afternoon. Coming at you from Los Angeles, California, everybody. Here it's Crab Diving Live. If that ain't the time, it's a rerun.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to us.
Danke.
We're here till 4 p.m. Pacific, which is 7 out on the easternish type coast. If that's where you guys are taking us into your ear holes.
Take from. Us in.
Taking us in. So a little fucking up of the music.
Yes.
Still issues.
We played a different song following...
As we iron out the kinks here.
The first song, Be Sweet Garden by Captress.
Yes.
Look for them on SoundCloud.
Yes.
The second song, was by Burley Temple.
Burley Temple, Party Parts. It was not Abnormal Kettles. War remix, As We Lied.
Right. I do like that Party Parts song. Party it's fucking great.
So we'll get all the cobwebs out here. Yeah. It's our second week. Give us a fucking break.
Yeah. And by the way, Burley Temple, find him on Alex Vole's Facebook.
Alex Vole.
He's Facebook. The lead singer of Burley Temple. And a dude I used to drink with at the Silver Lake Lounge from time to time in Silver Lake, Los Angeles.
Big scary red headline on USA Today. breaking news, White House unveils immigration plan to protect 5 million.
That's a good thing. What's scary about that? That's a positive thing. They're protecting 5 million of God's fucking children!
Yeah, not the brown ones.
It really, the hypocrisy is really fucking nuts.
It's incomprehensible and massive. Just massive.
Ooh, your hypocrisy is just massive. Yeah,
that's a big swinging hypocrisy you've got there.
Huge.
Then there's also a headline on Drudge. It says, Doomsday Pope warns man's greed will destroy the world. They don't like the Pope anymore now.
Oh, yeah, because he came out and said we should raise the minimum wage and
shit. It's all Jesus-like shit that he's saying.
Ooh.
how dare he do that? So... what should we get to here? We've got an extensive racism block coming
right up.
A few wonderful stories from this great country of ours.
Fine with racism?
How warm and embracing and fuzzy we are of people that are different than us.
Oh, good.
Maybe of different colors.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. But first, we could get to none other than Pat Robertson. Yesterday we played a little bit about him talking about this immigration thing, and he was ringing the bell that Obama is like a king. He's acting like a king.
Oh, and then he said, Harry Reid, he's just sneaky.
He's sneaky.
He's sneaky.
So Pat Robertson, we must never forget also.
Yes.
Is a documented... healer.
Hello.
Of huge proportions. There have been so many people who've just had just giant tumors just fall off their body as Pat Robertson waves his magic.
Does he do the thing where he who's the guy that heals people and hits them in the head?
Ernest Angley.
I mean,
he perfected that back in the day. Yeah,
he's perfected some other things too.
Yeah,
if I remember
touching
correctly,
other heads.
He's a real creep. But does he do the same shtick that Ernest Angley does?
Well, you'll have to listen. This is the 21st century, Ryan.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And Jesus, you know, adapts with the times.
Jesus!
Here, we're going to hear, I believe we hear a little bit of Terry, the wonderful sidekick of Pat Robertson on the 700 Club.
I feel like someone needs to rescue Terry.
The beleaguered Terry.
She needs to be extracted from the Robertson compound.
Oh, yes. Ooh, mm-hmm.
Keep me out of here. I'm terrified.
Yes.
I think they keep her chained up in the basement.
And although, I mean, she did say, didn't they say something about the peace symbol? And she said, well, I don't know. I've always seen the peace symbol as just a symbol of the drug culture.
Listen, she sees it as however she's supposed to see it, because when she steps out of line, I don't know what happens. Maybe she doesn't get to eat.
Right.
They withhold food and water.
So here's Terry with, I think it might be a question from the emails.
Oh, awesome.
15-year-old Michael of Madison, Alabama, injured his neck playing a game of touch football. An x-ray was taken at the...
I guess it's just a news story. Maybe it wasn't, it's not...
15-year-old Michael of Madison, Alabama, injured his neck playing a game of touch football. An x-ray was taken at the emergency room. There was a really bad sprain. The pain was quite severe, and he couldn't even turn his head. Michael received some physical therapy, and muscle relaxers were also prescribed, yet his neck still remained very stiff.
Wow.
When you're in high school, everything stays still.
I know. What's Michael going to do? I have an idea of what happens. What do you think heals Michael's neck?
Do you want to predict this?
Yeah. I think Yahweh came
in
there.
I'm sure he tries all the drugs of man.
Right.
And nothing helps this poor boy.
And Pat's like, sometimes you just got to pray.
And Pat's like, yeah, I scraped off a little bit of my taint sweat and sent it to him. And
did he?
He lathered it all over his neck and it worked.
God, what if Pat Robertson is Jesus?
Come on.
What if he's a god? For real. Well, what if one day the rapture happens and all of a sudden, like, Pat Robertson transforms into some big, gigantic dragon?
Wouldn't he smell really bad, though? I mean, if he walks on water, he's obviously water repellent.
Yes.
So I think it would be hard for Jesus to clean.
Well, you don't know. Oh, damn.
Or could Jesus decide when to turn on and off that water repellency?
Is Jesus stainable? He's unstainable.
We forgot about that superpower when we were trying to figure out Harry Potter versus Jesus, who would win.
We forgot
about the being impervious to water. So Aquaman,
right,
is worthless against Jesus.
How long after Aquaman's this? No, how long can Aquaman survive out of the water?
I thought he was good to go. Like, he was okay.
And when he gets out of the water, how long is it taking?
They pull him out and he starts flopping on the deck. Like,
yeah. You think sometimes Aquaman, he comes out of the water and they're like, oh, shit, what's that? He's like, oh, another fucking hook.
Yeah, he's got
another fucking hook.
He's got one of those six-pack things wrapped around his nose.
He's coughing up a six-pack. Right. He's like, I keep telling people to cut these before you throw them in the fucking ocean.
So here's more of Terry telling the story of this brave Alabama high school touch football player.
So prescribed, yet his neck still remained very stiff. Then last month, his mother was watching the 700 Club when she heard you, Pat, give a word. There's a neck muscle that's been very painful. You've almost had to carry your head at a different angle because of the pain. Put your hand up there on the neck in the name of Jesus, healing right now.
So now Pat now has a capital W word,
right,
that he gives. That's what she was referring to. He gave a word of power. It's where Jesus calls Pat on the bat phone, or the Pat phone.
Jesus.
And says, Pat Robertson, there's a guy watching whose neck is fucked up.
Right. What's his net worth again, Pat Robertson? What did you say? It was like,
there was one thing that said possibly up to $1 billion. Didn't one of those things say... I don't think that's true, though.
Because people are obviously buying this bullshit. I mean, I just think about how rich he is. It makes me sad for us as humans. That's
but he
all.
Owns those diamond mines and shit that they always tried to not talk about.
Just
that
when
much.
You think he can't get more evil, he owns a diamond mine.
You're right.
Is there anything more evil to own than a fucking diamond mine? Did you not see Blood Diamond?
Now, according to this...
Yes.
It says estimated between $200 million and $1 billion.
A fan
of thoroughbred racing.
Will you take that bottle, that empty bottle of Smirnoff Ice, and just brain me with it, please? Just hit me. Kill me! $200 million off this hoogity boogity bullshit.
A fan of thoroughbred racing, Robertson paid for a colt that he named Mr. Pat. It was not the most successful horse. It was nominated for, but did not run in the 2000 Kentucky Derby. Take a little guess.
How much you paid for this horse?
Of the Lord's money did Pat Robertson pay for a horse back around 2000?
I don't really know what's crazy to spend on a horse, but I'm going to say $100,000.
$520,000.
Oh, God. I mean, on some level, on every level, that's disgusting. And that's offensive.
$520,000 he spent on a fucking racehorse. Why didn't he send $520,000 worth of, I don't know, food to some hungry people?
People.
Or how about build a bunch of schools in Africa?
No, no. I'm going to buy one horse.
Fuck you!
Yeah. That's essentially, that's what he's saying when he bought, when you spend 500 grand on a horse, you're telling the people that have less than you right. to please kindly go fuck yourself.
Make sure you tithe
and die.
10%. Make sure you find that money even if you're bankrupt.
Well, yeah. I'm spending $500,000 on a fucking horse.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
God, Pat, I mean, listen, I don't really believe in that, but if it helps, burn in hell!
We haven't even, we finished the story, we didn't even finish the clip, but we already know Pat's going to say that he's claiming, you know, it's amazing. So, the kid, his neck was hurting him.
Okay.
Mom heard Pat Robertson saying in the background that there's somebody
healing
with a crick neck.
Right now. She quickly texted her son at school with the news. He read the text, claimed the word. Immediately, he was healed.
Wait. You got to claim the word. This is like one of those prize things.
Immediately, he was healed.
What an asshole God is. So God is fucking with this kid. The only way God is going to heal the kid is if mom happened to be listening to Pat Robertson.
Yes.
And then she grabs her cell phone and texts the kid. And the kid the kid claimed the word. I wonder if there's a secret code. Like, did Pat say some secret code you have to enter in the text to claim the word? You don't want everybody claiming your word.
That's right. I don't know.
How do we know there's not somebody with a crick neck that needed it more?
And why? What do you need all this technology, by the way?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why do we need the middleman? Why didn't God just? Why didn't Pat say that your neck is fixed, and the kid is sitting there in fucking biology class and goes, "Oh God, I felt that. My neck feels great." But no, his mom had to text him the fucking word.
Hey, in the best-selling work of fiction in the history of Jesus, the Bible, when in the part of the Bible where Jesus heals a leper,
yes.
Does he take a victory lap? Yeah. Like Pat's doing? I mean, you know what I mean? It's kind of like if you really wanted to help a kid.
High-fiving all the apostles.
Yeah, do you really?
Woo-hoo!
Do you need credit on television?
T-bowing. He does a T-bow.
Yeah. It's a little gauche. No, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, why don't you just heal the guy? Don't make a big deal about it. Don't tell anybody. Just heal him. Let him go about his business. No. He's got to make a TV segment out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck him.
$520,000
for a horse
is still driving me fucking
by
crazy.
The way, all those people in Haiti, they're fine. They're fine. That earthquake years ago, everything's rebuilt there. It's just fine. I'm just thinking of other people. Ebola, you could send some money to pay for some fucking latex gloves in Ebolaville, USA. No. I'm going to spend $500,000 on a fucking horse because, you know.
All of that makes sense.
Now, she saw it, and then they sent the text?
Yeah, that's how it's Woo! Healing okay. by social media.
All right, now look, folks, here's what the Bible says. Now, get...
So,
oh,
now,
God.
Facebook is surprisingly, you won't realize, is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 9.
Leviticus 69.
Here's what the Bible says.
The Facebook...
So strap dumb. In for bullshit warning.
Does the Bible mention Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram? Follow us on Instagram at Crab Diving.
Yeah.
All right, now look, folks. Here's what the Bible says. Now get this. If two of you will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it'll be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. God is on...
What?
Wait a second.
It sounds like he just read the really complicated part of putting together a shelf at IKEA. And then read that part again.
Insert tab B to slot Z and then
fucking Swedes are trying to make me kill myself.
We'll agree on earth as touching any.
Okay, wait a second. I got a.
Yeah.
All right, now look, folks. Here's what the Bible says. Now get this. If two of you will agree on earth as touching anything that.
If two of you will agree on earth. As touching anything.
Will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it'll be done for them by my Father.
As touching anything that they shall ask?
Oh, I see. I'm going to heal you. I have the power. So I want you touch the filing cabinet.
It's like lightning.
I'll touch this roll of tape and then...
And pass it on like AIDS.
I don't know. Actually, Ebola. I don't understand. How does that work?
I don't even know what he's saying.
Here's what the Bible says. Now get this. If two of you will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it'll be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. God.
It shall be. If two. I think if it's kind of like if two people want it, it'll happen.
It's insane. The whole thing's nuts. Now, here's what it says in the Bible. Get this. You're never going to believe this. You're right, dude. I'm never going to believe
that.
Yeah,
and he's.
Get this.
That shit came out fast.
Oh. He was so excited. Ooh, you know what they say in the Bible? Yeah, you know what? You got to read when you're doling out bullshit. It's best to be efficient,
right?
So people can't listen. talk fast.
Absolutely true. That's almost like what he was sounding like.
You. By the way, you said you looked around on the internet and couldn't find Pat. Pat Robertson speaking in tongues.
I can't find Pat Robertson actually speaking in tongues, but
damn it!
But he's not against it. We looked into that. The extensive crab diving news team went undercover and discovered that Pat Robertson believes in speaking in tongues.
Boogie, boogie, blah, 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 blah.
But we have yet to find tape of him actually doing it.
Right, all you people out there that I guess listen, you believe what you want to believe, but on some level. You got to be ashamed of yourself. I mean, if you're buying into Pat Robertson, you really should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, because this guy's a lunatic. He's telling you to touch something at home, and I'll touch something over here and Facebook.
And how about this poor kid whose mom is sitting at home listening to fucking Pat Robertson
it's like,
all day?
Hey, mom, I don't need anybody praying for me on the 700 Club about my fucking neck.
You're right.
It's embarrassing.
Pat Robertson also said, "Stop jerking off so much."
If two of you will agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it'll be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. God is almighty. There's nothing impossible. He can heal cancer. He can heal leukemia. He can heal arthritis. He can heal any condition you've got in your body. And he made you. He can fix you. And he just said, would you believe me? So right now, would you please join with us? Wendy and I are going to join hands, and we're going to agree together, and I'll ask you to agree with us.
Yes.
Father?
Oh, this is yes. Wendy. This isn't...
Yes.
This must be somebody else sitting there with him.
Yes.
We're going to agree together, and I'll ask you to agree with us.
Yes.
Father,
thank you, God.
I join hands with my sister in Christ right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my. Somebody's got a lump of these, a tumor in your abdomen. Put your hand over that area, and that tumor's going.
Oh, wait. We're missing some actual play-by-play.
The tumor.
Yeah.
Does he have a CT machine there? Is he scanning, or is he just no? Because Jesus.
Now, because of technology.
Yes.
This should work here, too.
Right.
So any of our listeners out there who, I don't know, you know, listen, maybe you'll...
Hey.
Maybe your hemorrhoids will go away or something while Pat's watching.
Hey, that's what we'll do for a fundraiser here. We'll heal people. Just say, yeah. Give us money.
It'll be equally as effective.
Give us $5 worth of Bitcoin. I'll make your...
Right.
I don't know.
I'll heal your hands with my sister in Christ right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
It's just...
He can fix you. And he just said, would you believe...
Oh, wait a second. I went back too far. Here we go.
There's nothing impossible. He can heal cancer. He can heal leukemia. He can heal arthritis. He can heal any condition you've got in your body. And he made you. He can fix you. And he just said, would you believe me? So right now, would you please join with us? Wendy and I are going to join hands, and we're going to agree together, and I'll ask you to agree with us.
Yes.
Father,
thank you, God.
I join hands with my sister in Christ right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my. Somebody's got a lump of these, a tumor in your abdomen. Put your hand over that area, and that tumor's going down and disappearing. Even as we speak, you'll feel heat in the name of Jesus. Lord God,
yes.
a hacking cough is being healed as a fungus in your lung.
Oh, Alex Mandelberg, his hacking cough. Maybe we should send this to him.
Oh, host of the Cantilingus.
After he takes a bong rip the size of like a giant trash bag. Amazing.
That was huge.
This is crazy.
Right.
This is creepy. I'm sorry. This is just a little creepy for me. this, yes, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, oh
yes,
yeah.
God. Yeah, I don't. None what? Of it makes you don't, any sense to
come
me.
Come on. Don't be such an asshole. This works just fine.
It
please, put your hand over your abdomen, find the bump, the tumor. And then, by the way, if you have a hacking cough, there's fungus in your lungs.
There's fungus.
And the tumor's going down and disappearing, even as we speak. You'll feel heat in the name of Jesus. Lord God,
yes.
A hacking cough is being healed. There's a fungus in your lung. The Lord has just burned that out.
Mm. There's a lady, you've discovered a lump.
Wait a second. Does Wendy, does the co-host get magic powers too?
I think so.
How is she? Is it on? Maybe it's on the teleprompter.
Hold
maybe
on.
God's got a prompter for them.
Hold on one second, at Vile Experience. Oh, yeah. God works in mysterious fucking ways, stupid.
That's right. I forgot that's the
answer. You forgot?
Everything.
Head out. Mm. Wendy.
There's a lady. You've discovered a lump in your breast, and you're very scared, and the Lord is healing you right now. Just receive that healing. It's not serious.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
That was nice work with the sound effects, with the drops, by the way.
Thank you.
It's just disgusting. I'm so happy that these people are rich off duping dullards, I guess.
Yeah, really. Brilliant.
Pie holes should be quiet.
We need that girl.
Right.
We need to send her places.
So that's our little Pat Robertson moment here today.
That was amazing. It's just amazing.
Here in the United States of America.
Yay.
I know, at least according to some possibly sitting on the Supreme Court, Scalia.
Jerk off.
We're post-racial.
Right.
Here in America. But sometimes, maybe not. You might have to think about it. I've got a few stories just from the past couple of days.
Welcome to Fun shows, with Racism.
Yeah, Fun with Racism. It shows that maybe we still have a little ways to go. We'll start with the little one. This is, I'm reading from rawstory.com, Missouri.
You're not going to play the new drop for that.
What?
You're not going to play the new drop.
Which
for
one?
Fun with Racism.
We don't have it yet. We got to make
it. That song, that Asian song.
That we should use the Asian one for the funny. Fun with Racism? Okay.
Welcome to Fun with Racism.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Fun with Racism. Here on Crab Diving. Don't forget to tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Yes.
And all that bullshit.
Lord God, yes. Thank God.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yes, God.
A group of seniors in Sullivan, Missouri has been criticized. Senior high schoolers, not old people.
Oh, gross. High school kids. Ugh. My God.
There was an intramural football game.
Fuck yeah!
A bunch of girls were going out to do the powder puff football, which is really so ridiculous.
It's like the lingerie bowl,
but for high school, it's not. They don't put on stilettos in high school.
Yeah.
There was some intramural game. It was a part of a charity powder puff football game organized by the junior class. Members of the football team's coaching staff were acting as referees. The athletic department personnel posted pictures of the game on Twitter. But they ended up intentionally taking the pictures at a distance because a group of the seniors, the girls, showed up in full blackface.
What?
Now, they're claiming that they were making fun of the fact that the boys on the football team like to put those little black streaks under their eyes.
Oh, my God.
So they took complete jet black shoe polishy black shit and just covered their whole faces.
Did they go out of the house like that?
They played football.
Don't they have parents who say, hey, listen, take that shit off your face?
High school principal Jennifer Schmidt said, I thought, they don't mean anything by it. Just let it go. No one thinks anything of it.
Ooh, bad call, baby.
I didn't think anyone did. Evidently, someone did, she said.
Are there pictures?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be up on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. They do most of the pictures they took.
But they knew Al Jolson.
Because they tweeted out pictures from far away because they knew they might get in the shit.
So it's a menstrual show.
If they thought that there was nothing wrong with it, let's just let them go out there. Nobody will be offended by it. Why were they taking pictures from far away so as not to highlight the blackface?
And listen, that's racist, okay? But why? What was their point? I mean, why?
I think
it's funny?
I think it might actually have been the fact that they were making fun of the black shit, the guy. Maybe.
So you don't think this is racist? You think they're this stupid?
I think maybe they're that stupid, but the adults in the room should have known this idiot principal, Jennifer Schmidt, who's like, I didn't think they didn't mean anything of it. Just let it go.
This is why I can't be a parent or an educator, because if I saw this, here's what I would say. Hey, well, stupid.
Absolutely.
Wash it off your fucking face and go about your business.
What are you doing?
You're making my day harder. I got to explain why I got a bunch of fucking racist, stupid kids running around on the fucking football field. Exactly. We're going to be in Gawker tomorrow.
Exactly. What are you doing? So then somebody finally got a picture of it. Some guy tweeted out, with adults watching, Sullivan High School girls played powder puff football in blackface.
It's all offensive.
The tweet that went out.
It is all offensive. The powder puff football bullshit. They had that at my high school. I remember it. You know what happens? They play powder puff football on Spirit Day. Right. And all the big, stupid, redneck, lummox, swamp monster football redneck players, they officiate the game and they play touch football, and they make fun of them. It's like, oh, look at the girls playing football, man sport. And now they're in blackface. Yeah. So they're sexist and they're racist.
And Sullivan, Missouri is about 60 miles away from Ferguson, Missouri.
Yay.
Where, you know, I want to see them go through there wearing the blackface.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. It's stupid.
I really think they were just dumb. I really do. I think the girls were dumb.
How many girls are there?
In the picture it's six, but I don't know
what
how many.
What age are they?
Juniors and seniors in high school.
Dude.
17, 18. Yeah,
dude,
I should know better.
They're too old. Some of them are probably 18 years old.
Right.
Between the six of them, one of the idiots should have said, hey, guys. But I want to know why they.
Blackface.
What was the point of them being racist? I mean, what was the point of the blackface? Because usually when somebody does like that, it's they're making a comment.
Again, I think maybe they were trying. I'm not sure it was racist. I can only think that they were trying to make fun of the boys for putting too much of that shit on their face while they're playing football. But right. That's the speculation.
Well, listen, as someone that makes fun of people all the time, I will say this: good effort, I guess. You failed. Horrible effort. No, they're making fun of the black stuff that goes the.
That's the story.
That make any sense? They're lying.
The story.
They just wanted to be racist. They think they're being funny. That's it. Controversial.
Meanwhile,
edgy.
Elsewhere in America,
this is more racism.
Oh, plenty. Students of Booker T. Washington High School in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hell yeah.
Ended up walking out of class on Monday.
Uh-oh.
In protest of a Twitter message from a school official.
Oh, shit.
The Twitter post was made in June, but somebody recently caught wind to it. See, you got to be careful. Shit's going to come back to you.
Right.
The tweet was a reposting of a message that shows a photograph. This is the original tweet. It shows a photograph of seven white girls in prom dresses standing, it looks like, on a shore somewhere, a beautiful shore, with their dates or whatever. But
right.
It appears that all seven of their dates are black.
They're all in like that classic prom pose.
And they're all in the classic prom pose. It just so happens that all the males in the picture are African-American, or black at least. They might not be African American.
Yes, they could be
Asian American.
Another American.
Then the girls are all ethnically white.
Right.
So that was part of the tweet.
Yes.
The caption that was I think this guy might have just retweeted it.
Yeah.
But still.
What's the caption?
The caption says, every white girl's father's worst nightmare.
Oh, man. You know, the problem with Twitter is a lot of people, it gives a lot of people that think they're hilarious a platform.
Oh my God, he didn't.
And they're not funny. You're just not funny.
I think that's his tweet. Every white girl's father's worst nightmare or nah? ? And then there's the picture of the girls with the black boys.
God. All right, good for all these kids for walking out. Fuck this.
A dozen students walked out of classes with protest signs on Monday. They said the school officials and school board have refused to respond to their complaints. One of the students, Michael Lamel, said this was the only actual way we could get someone's attention was to walk outside. It shouldn't have come to this, but the administrator has avoided all meetings and public speakings and emails, just avoided them all. Well, they got what they wanted because it's all over the fucking media now.
I mean, that's insane.
The students are saying they don't want the school administrator fired. They just want officials to know how hurtful the tweet was. Bullshit.
They want an apology.
At least an apology. And that school official should be fucking fired.
Fuck yeah.
You don't want
man.
Some racist cum face. Not there's unless you're into that. in charge of a school. You just don't.
It's dumb. I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, if you work, isn't there a morals clause or something that you have to hold yourself to? Yeah. You work for an education.
And well, or
tweeting out racist shit.
A lot of company contracts say that, you know, if you do anything to make the company look bad.
Right.
Or that could potentially fall back on the company.
We got one of those with crab diving.
Do we?
No, not really. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's funny. What is the guy's position? What's he's an administrator or something?
He's a school administrator.
God, he's like a principal type. Jeez.
And obviously has black students.
Oh, yes.
It's not like he's in, you know, all Whitesville, USA.
What an asshole. Apparently, he's hilarious. He's trying to let everybody know, look at me. Look how funny I am.
Yeah, look at
read my
every
Twitter.
White father's nightmare.
Man, what a dullard, by the way. What a fucking dullard.
Speaking of dullards, let's do another one.
Oh, shit.
This one.
What's wrong with us?
Is particularly fun. This is out of the state where.
Not the South.
Recently.
Come on. Not the South.
Reelected Mitch McConnell.
Oh, shit.
My name's Mitch McConnell.
Let me ask you something. Do you have any news stories that don't take place in the South today? Or is it?
Yeah, I do. Just I do. I have a racist one that doesn't take place in the South.
What?
Yeah, we're coming to it.
Oh, my God.
We're leading up to it. We're building up.
We're not there yet. There's another one after
this. Jerking slowly till we get to the
this
big.
This is number three racist story.
Oh, I got five.
Damn.
Kentucky. A Kentucky fire chief.
Shithead.
Is being criticized for racist comments.
Uh-oh.
After he refused to help a family of stranded motorists because they were black.
Oh, God damn it.
Then, when an Asian-American television reporter was sent out to ask him about things, he suggested that maybe she just doesn't understand English. In, get this, is the best county ever, Bullitt County.
Bullitt.
B-U-L-L-I-T-T. Bullitt County, Kentucky.
This is why the rest of the world thinks we're just a bunch of yokels.
South
rednecks.
East Bullitt County Fire Chief Julius Hatfield.
Julius?
He's a Hatfield.
Hatfield. What the fuck kind of name is that? I mean, sounds like he's in the musical Lil Abner.
This is one of those body cams.
Ooh.
And it's a different sheriff that showed up, but this other sheriff's body cam caught this other sheriff, Julius Hatfield, talking about a car accident that happened in September. There's a white woman who was involved in the accident, and Hatfield goes out of his way to provide assistance to white Lauren Dickin.
Duh.
You got a jack, ain't you? He says. If you show me where them things is at, I'll get my guys to start changing that tire for you.
Where in the fuck did this guy grow up, and who taught him to talk?
Kentucky.
You got any of them there next? I gave him your number.
I do love the way they've put it in phonetically.
Oh, they wrote it phonetically?
In the story. Well, it says them things is at. I'll get my guys to start changing.
Tell me where them things is at. How embarrassing.
At first,
Jesus.
The white person turned down the offer, but then Hatfield says, no, it'll save you a bill. So he was going to get he was going to have some officers or some guys help this woman who was in the accident
right.
change her tire, and it'll save her the bill. Firefighters working for this guy even picked her up from the hospital, took her back to the firehouse where the car was ready and waiting.
Ah.
Now, the family of four black motorists, he says, over the radio he could be heard saying, well, I got a family of four from Cincinnati. I got to do something with. He told the deputy tells Hatfield over the radio.
Okay.
He said, I got a family of four from Cincinnati I got to do something with. And then Hatfield replies over the radio, we ain't taking no... I'm about to do a quote, ladies
quoting,
and gentlemen.
Quoting, relax,
I'm
everyone.
Quoting the N-word. We ain't taking no niggers here.
Oh, man.
Hatfield replied, laughing.
He did not say that.
We ain't taking, well, either that or N-star G-G-E-R-S, because that's what it says in the story.
Oh, my God.
Laughing. So instead of offering to help the driver, whose name is Chege Mwangi, obviously of African kind of descent or something.
Chege, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
So then the deputy says, well, maybe you should call AAA. So the white guy gets a chariot, gets his car fixed.
Oh, sure. We'll get some people over to help you.
Oh, we'll help you to save you on the bill.
What happens to Chege?
The black family. We ain't taking no N-words here.
Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Mr. Mwangi said that he noticed firefighters had provided assistance to other motorists, but his family wasn't injured, so he didn't think much of it. He said that most of the sheriff's department was helpful. So then they sent WDRB of Kentucky TV news, Valerie Chin.
Oh, shit.
To ask Hatfield about what was going on at a town meeting. And he suggested, it wasn't even about this. They were asking about financial management or something. She was just going about some other issue.
Right.
And he said, do you understand English, darling?
Oh, my.
Do you understand English? Turn that camera off. I've asked you in a nice way. Buddy, call the cops and get them here.
Jesus Christ.
When she keeps asking him, he said, I asked you once tonight if you understand English. I'm speaking English.
What? Hey, what's Jackie Gleason's character's name?
Buford Pusser.
Buford T.
Buford T. Pusser.
Pusser?
Or no. Buford Pusser was different. Cole, Justice something.
Buford T.
Justice.
That's who this guy is. He sounds like the dude from Cannonball Run.
Yeah. He looks...
No, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, we're going to put a picture of this guy up, too, on Facebook.com.
Does he look like what I imagine? Is he a big, fat moron?
No, he's a skinny. He looks...
All right.
He looks like there may be some hood wearing going on occasionally.
Are you speaking English? I'm speaking English.
Bullitt County. So if you're black and in Bullitt County, Kentucky, first of all, I mean, get through there as quickly as fucking possible.
And second of all, thanks to the Flying Spaghetti Monster for these body cams that these cops have to wear.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, honestly, we never would have known about this, right?
We've got one more from here in America. I've got, this is from the state of, this isn't the South.
I'm so happy. I'm excited.
Nevada.
Might as well be. Nevada.
Nevada's House Speaker, we're finding out.
Hell yeah.
The next House Speaker coming in is likely to be the most controversial in the state's history, they're saying. The Reno News Review has been investigating, this is great, 13 years worth of columns that Ira Hansen wrote for the Sparks Tribune. The incoming Speaker of the House has the potential to be the most controversial in the state, giving his history of a print record. So this guy wrote a column for a newspaper for 13 years.
Oh, my God.
And he's a right-wing nutfuck.
I bet he's got some real gems.
He dislikes blacks, gays, the state of Israel, most Nevadans, and even his Republican colleagues.
Wait, he's representing most Nevadans.
For example, he once wrote that he composes his columns beneath a Confederate flag. quote, in honor and in memory of a great cause and my brave ancestors who fought for that cause.
In Nevada? Or it was Nevada in the Civil War?
I think this guy is longing to be in Dixie.
It wasn't devoted, a great time to live back then.
He had devoted columns published around the federal holiday honoring Martin Luther King, attacking the civil rights leader, writing that, quote, King's private life was trashy at best. King Jr. is as low as it gets, a hypocrite, a liar, a phony, and a fraud. And he wrote these, like, on Martin Luther King Day.
What the fuck?
He's also referred to public schools as educational slavery.
Okay, good point.
Says that the Democratic coalition would split asunder if the NAACP and company actually promoted what black Americans truly desire, educational choice.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck is he talking about?
The relationship of Negroes and Democrats is truly a master-slave relationship, with the benevolent master knowing what's best for his simple-minded darkies.
Whoa!
He wrote.
When did he write that?
A few years ago.
A few years ago?
Within the last 13 years.
Not a few hundred years ago?
Not a couple hundred.
Damn! I mean, people elected this guy?
Yes.
Who? Clive and Bundy?
In Nevada. He also notes that the lack of gratitude and the deliberate ignoring of white history in the relation to the elimination of slavery.
Shut up.
Is a disgrace that Negro leaders should own up to. You should be fucking grateful that your white Bwana saved your asses from slavery.
Oh my God.
You should be grateful is what this
is. Does he not understand
it?
I'm not even going to go into it.
You want to hear what he says about the homos?
Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, wait, maybe he's pro-gay. Who knows?
He says he's kept a, quote, rough tally on homosexual, heterosexual molesters as reported locally and found
tally.
That roughly half of all molestations involve homosexual men preying on boys.
Does he have hash marks? Does he have a chalkboard? Every time a homosexual molestation case arises.
Somehow he's keeping track.
Put a mark on the big board. Fuck this guy.
Women, he says that their proclivity for filing sexual harassment suits make them unfit to serve their country. Quote, today when army men look at women in the ranks with longing in their eyes, it may well constitute sexual harassment. The truth is women do not belong in the Army or Navy or Marine Corps, except in certain limited fields.
Right.
This guy is now going to be the speaker of the House in Nevada.
This
congratulations, you knuckle-dragging assholes of Nevada for electing this shitbag.
I can't believe that.
I know. It's
I mean, this guy's Looney Tunes. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, this guy thinks that black people should thank white people for ending slavery.
Yep.
But should they thank
Negro,
them?
Negro, he
well,
said.
What about for starting it in this country? Oh, yes. I mean, should it be, should they thank them for that as well, or how's
well,
that work?
Technical.
I don't talk about that.
Technicality.
See, is he pro-gay marriage?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to get a feel for him.
Well, in the last few minutes here of the show, don't forget to listen to us 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every weekday.
Cha-ching.
Here, Pacific Time Live. We rerun throughout the day. All kinds of great other shows. Listen to the stream 24/7. Hey, if you want to see what our schedule is, go to crabdiving.com. It's over on the right, and it'll tell you what's playing today.
That's right.
And also, you'll be able to download past episodes of your favorite shows. In podcast form.
The Hollywood Hick.
The Cantilinguist.
The Cantilinguist. The Daily Upper Decker.
Morning Wood doesn't go out as a podcast, but listen to Morning Wood.
You got to catch it. You got to catch it when it reruns or when it's live.
8 to 10 every morning, and then get your Morning Wood at night, 9 p.m. to 11 in the nighttime rerunning. So this last story will make you feel better, Ryan. It's not in the South. It's not even in America.
Okay.
But you know, there's a pretty significant war on Christmas going on here because Bill O'Reilly told us, and, of course, Kirk Cameron,
who's the highest, official right wing nut job in charge of the war on Christmas. Is it Kirk Cameron?
Who's the general
Is it Bill O'Reilly?
In charge of the battle?
Is it Glenn Beck?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
I'm going to go with Kirk Cameron.
I think Kirk Cameron right now is out there. I think Kirk Cameron's out on the fields, out of the battlefields. He's making that ridiculous movie. Kirk Cameron saves Saving Christmas. And he's out, you know, he's out in the front lines.
Is he anti-Santa Claus? Because Santa is not the reason for the season?
No. He's pro. He's trying to spin it that... I think the whole story of this ridiculous movie of his is that somebody relative of his that shits on Christmas when they all get together.
Ooh.
But it's not because he's like an atheist or a Bible-eating, baby-eating Satanist or anything. It's because this guy is irritated that all these pagan things have been adopted.
Fuck me.
Like the Christmas tree and all that.
Yes,
and
that's pagan.
And Kirk Cameron is convincing everybody that, no, it's, God damn it, the Christmas tree means Jesus.
Yeah. Is the movie in 3D?
I don't know.
I'm not seeing it then.
It's 0D.
Yes. 0D.
So, Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah, borski.
There's an association there. You'd be, I guess, why wouldn't it exist? But
yeah.
The Afro-Swedish National Association.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite.
Is asking the Dutch ambassador.
Yeah.
They have every year in Stockholm, they have a Santa, a Christmas celebration.
Cool.
That they have, it's called a Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
Sinterklaas party. Sinterklaas is, I guess, Santa Claus.
Sinterklaas.
Well, in Sweden, Sinterklaas, the legend, Sinterklaas has a buddy.
Okay.
Name Zvarta Piet.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Which means Black Pete.
Okay.
Black Pete is black. Black Pete is frequently dressed in a Renaissance as a Renaissance minstrel with blackface, painted red lips and an afro wig.
Maybe this is what these little kids were doing in high school. They were doing blackface to be Black Pete from Sweden.
The character, right. The character speaks typically Dutch with a stupid accent, acting childlike and mischievous, making him more akin to a child of an adult.
Okay.
So the Afro-Swedish National Association is asking them to maybe ixnay on the Black Pete character.
I agree. Get rid of Black Pete. Black Pete is from a time, a different time, a racist time. We don't need Black Pete anymore.
They say this, of course, is the organization that sent this letter said this, of